Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I'm your host for Quest Talk. Here is Above the Noise, the EMC Society podcast to discuss interesting topics on electromagnetic compatibility to our technical community. In the special issue, we will talk with Karen Burnham, VP Standards from the EMC Society and chair of the Standards Week during the 2023 IEEE EMC SIPI Symposium. Welcome, Karen. It's a pleasure having you back here on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
The 2023 IEEE International Symposium on EMC, Electromagnetic Compatibility and Signal and Power Integrity is approaching very soon. And I know there will be some activities regarding standards as well. Karen, what will those activities look like?
So the conference is coming up very soon. It's just a week or two away. And the things that we have planned fall into a few big categories. So one of the main things is keep an eye out for workshops and tutorials that focus on standards development or where standards are at right now. So I know on the Monday of the symposium, there's going to be two big workshop tutorial sessions on standards. One is going to focus on the ANSI, A-N-S-I, family of standards, ANSI C63. And another one's going to focus on standards that are relevant to the automotive industry. So I suspect that especially with folks who are working in that industry and who are interested in electric vehicle development, that will be particularly interesting. And then on the Friday afternoon of the symposium, there's going to be a whole session dedicated to international standards. So looking at everything from CISPR to ISO to, I think there's going to be a little FCC in there and some panel discussions about where things are going. So I suspect that will be particularly interesting for folks as well, a very broad overview of what's going on in the world of EMC standards. The other main category, it's all lumped under the category collateral meetings. And one of the things that's going on under collateral meetings is the working groups for a lot of standards that are under development right now. So you need to be able to take the program and look for those collateral meetings and find out where they are on the schedule. For people who are interested, for instance, in shielding standards, if you need to use shielding in your work, if shielding is something that you're helping to develop or that you use, we're having at least one meeting that's looking at all the different shielding standards and, you know, what is going to need development work in the near future. We're going to have a meeting about revitalizing IEEE 299 and 299.1. Those are very commonly used standards that deal with enclosures and how to measure the shielding effectiveness of those enclosures. We've got a development effort for 2710, which is going to be a standard on those sort of radio blocking bags that you can put, for instance, cell phones in to prevent any, you know, unwanted in hacking or intrusion. And so we've got, you know, all those kind of meetings. There's also going to be ones for cable and connectors, for risk assessment, risk management. And then keep an eye out also on the technical papers program, because some technical papers themselves are also dealing with standards, either, you know, commenting on them, how they could be improved, you know, potential new avenues of development. So those three big categories, your workshops and tutorials giving you a broad overview, the actual working meetings where standards are under development, and then some of the technical papers that are pointing in the direction that standards might evolve.
Cool. So there's plenty of things to do during the whole week. And Karen, can you tell us who can participate at these events and what are benefits of attending for those who would like to participate?
Yeah, absolutely. So the workshops and tutorials are obviously, and the technical papers, those are available to people who are, you know, attending the symposium. So, you know, if you have the full 1 day or 5 day event registration and you'll be at Grand Rapids, then all of those are open to you. Now, the working group meetings are particularly interesting because these are open meetings, open to everybody, not just conference attendees. And they're going to be hybrid. So there'll be, you know, the in-person people who are sitting in a conference room in Grand Rapids, but then there'll also be an online aspect for people who want to call in. Now, here's the thing that you should know. To call into that meeting, what we need people to do is register for the symposium, but with a $0 or zero fee exhibits only registration category. So it's free, but by registering that way, you will get all the call-in information for all the collateral meetings. So that way you'll be on the email list, you'll get the schedules, you'll get the call-in information. It's a little counterintuitive that you need an exhibits-only membership to go to standards meetings. But again, it's zero cost. It's just a way for the conference to keep track of who's calling into what kind of meetings and making sure that the information's out there only to the people who need it. So, but I really encourage anybody, whether it's, you know, people attending the conference, longtime attendees, people attending for the first time, or people who are, you know, just interested in the topics and are out there online, I encourage all of you to take a look at the meetings that are out there and consider how any of these standards might impact, you know, the work you're doing in your career. Because especially in EMC, because so much of what we do sort of lives and dies by standards and requirements, you know, most people don't want to think about EMC until it's too late. And so by having these really well-developed and well-considered standards in place, we can really encourage EMC to be considered early in the design and development phase. And that's just a benefit for everybody. So again, I absolutely encourage people, whether they're attending the symposium or not, to consider looking at these meetings and seeing if it's of interest or if it's possible to join in.
Yeah, absolutely. Karen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here and you sharing your insights about the very interesting and emerging standard activities during the 2023 symposium. I'm really looking forward meeting you there and being part of the development.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
And if you wish to learn more about EMC and get the latest input from science and the industry, sign up for Questalk. Here is Above the Noise.